KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today, this is going to be a really fun conversation. Well, today we welcome Pastor Al Jensen. How are you, Pastor Jensen?
Doing quite well, John. Thank you.
I guess most people address you as Pastor Al, right?
Yeah, that works, yeah.
All right. Well, let's do it that way. We're a little informal around here. All right, I guess it's not headline news today, but Christmas is coming. So we got COVID going around, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. How are you going to deal with all of that in terms of worship activities?
Yeah, well, of course, COVID, you know, has changed everything as we remembered it to be, if we can even remember back that far. But that does includes worship and studies and fellowship gatherings. And really, ever since we've known about this virus, we've taken every known precaution at Emmanuel when it comes to group activities. We do look forward to the day when family members or residents, that they're going to be able to come and worship with us at Emmanuel. And from what I'm hearing, you know, everyone's looking forward to singing again. And if anything good's come out of the pandemic when it comes to worship, we've all appreciated even more the anticipation of the joy of singing out loud and strong. And it sort of reminds me of what theologian Martin Luther once said about music. He said, next to the Word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world. And we're missing that treasure right now at this moment. But again, you know, we're taking every precaution that we can to protect ourselves. And one of the examples I was thinking about relates to our activities in our care center ministry here at Emmanuel. When we have 14 consecutive days without a positive COVID test by a resident or staff member, we are able, and we do meet in groups, but no larger than 10 people right now. And we stay masked, and we stay at least 6 feet apart. And if and when positive cases are recorded, group activities are suspended for that 14-day period. I really rely on our infectious disease nurse here at Emmanuel. She keeps us in check with what we can and what we can't do during times like this, and it's extremely helpful for everyone here. So I suppose, you know, back to your question, John, about what it means to be safe and such. We plan on Christmas Eve services for residents. And we're always, when we say that, though, we're always aware that plans that we make, sometimes they have to be tabled, and for the sake of the safety and the good health of residents and staff here at Emmanuel.
You know, somebody once told me, mankind plans, God laughs.
God laughs. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We need to keep that in check right there. I think that's exactly right.
Christmas. Actually, what is Christmas? What's true? What isn't? What's folklore? And let's discuss that right after this. Your new senior independent option, The Cottages within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. It's in its final design stage now. And for a limited time, you can choose your options and your upgrades. Select between three cabinetry finishes, quartz countertops, a gas range, a fireplace mantle, and hardwood floors. The Cottages are two-bedroom, two-bath patio homes. Now, you can capitalize on our booming housing market now and enter into independent living in a life plan community. With your brand new patio home, you can also gain access to multiple dining venues, a fitness center, and services for all stages of adult life. You can learn more about the Cottages and the convenience and splendor within a life plan community. simply call Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
My guest today is Emmanuel Lutheran Community's new Director of Pastoral Services and Pastoral Care, Pastor Al Jensen. So, Pastor Al, let's first of all, what is Christmas and what isn't it?
Yeah, great question. That's a takes a long answer. I'll try to shorten it. Well, you know, Christmas is so, it's about a baby's going to be born, and the baby of all, as Christians believe, was born, and that is Jesus. And so we can get back to the realities of Christmas, and we believe as Christians that God put some flesh on, and God came in the form of a child, and we start there. And then usually after that, some folklore starts to sneak in. We as human beings, we tend to add to the story at times. But God chose Mary and Joseph, humble Mary and Joseph, to care for this child. And I think to bring the Christmas message to us today in 2020 and beyond is for us to know that we've been called to care for the Christ child as well in one another. The meaning of Christmas, that God would love this world so much that God would give God's self to it in this form. And this child grew up and became an itinerant Jewish rabbi who went from here to there, and not only spoke about God's presence, but lived it out. But what we find then, and what I've been watching, at least on television, since we're all sort of trapped in our homes in the evenings and such, is that Hollywood sometimes takes some liberties this time of the year. And I watched the classic Little Drummer Boy the other day, and you won't find that in Scripture, but it makes for a nice story. And oftentimes we see such things as that that's added to the season, or one that I hear more and more about from parishioners and such is about the placement of the wise men, the magi, as to when they showed up. And oftentimes we see them showing up in children's pageants and such at the time that Jesus was born. And well, that's highly debatable because of what happened after the wise men met with Herod the Great, and Herod put this decree out later for the killing of children 2 years old and younger. So there's some time probably had gone by at that point. But, you know, I just think overall to keep things simple, because I think it was a rather simple scene. We want to tidy it up. We want to make the birth chaos-free and full of nice aroma and such as that. And it all happened in a cow shed. You know, it was frenzied. It was messy. It was smelly. And we're shown in that scene of how God desires to be understood, where everybody can relate to God and not just the elite and some kind of, if you will, pay-per-view invitation to witness the birth of God. But I truly think, John, that if you or I were asked to write the script for our Lord, and we didn't know any of these other things other than the reality that the baby was born, it would be easy for us to somehow place the setting in a safe place, an ivory tower experience, trying to protect the child from the elements. And there are bad characters in the Christmas story as well, to protect Jesus from them. And the reality is God doesn't need our protection. In fact, it's the other way around.
The other way around, yeah.
it really is. And I think this Christmas 2020, I think it has, I truly believe this, And when I say this, I need to explain it. It has the potential of being the most memorable one of our lifetime. And of course, it's duh, well, it's COVID-19 into 2020. But the reason I say that is I believe that the very first Christmas was such a simple scene that there's nothing wrong with us this year in keeping Christmas 2020 a simple and a safe scene as well. I think we have that opportunity.
Well, and you mentioned safety, so let's dive into that next, how we can safely observe Christmas.
All right.
Your new senior independent option, the Cottages within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. It's in its final design stage now. And for a limited time, you can choose your options and your upgrades. Select between three cabinetry finishes, quartz countertops, a gas range, a fireplace mantle, and hardwood floors. The Cottages are two-bedroom, two-bath patio homes. Now, you can capitalize on our booming housing market now and enter into independent living in a life plan community. With your brand new patio home, you can also gain access to multiple dining venues, a fitness center, and services for all stages of adult life. You can learn more about the Cottages and the convenience and splendor within a life plan community. Simply call Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
My guest is Emmanuel Lutheran Communities' new Director of Pastoral Care, Pastor Al Jensen. So, Pastor Al, it's going to be your first Christmas here at Emmanuel, and it's going to be different than any Christmas any of us have ever had before. How can we safely observe Christmas and still get the message?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It's probably one of the craziest Christmases we'll ever experience due to COVID. You know, when I speak with pastors who are serving in congregations, my heart just goes out to them. They're facing pressures that you or I, we might not even recognize as leaders of congregations. I once heard there's something about churches that when you open one, you start a church, people show up. And that's good. That's good. You want that to happen. But everyone brings their own opinions with them as well. You have that right at church to come and be yourself and to do that. And there's good opinions and there's bad opinions. In my 28 years of serving in congregations, three different congregations, I was always so thankful for those individuals who not only said it, but they did it. They prayed for me. And there are special people who do that. And they know that there's some really unreal demands that are being placed on congregational leaders this year to open up. I've heard things such as congregational members saying, "Don't take our church away from us." And no one's trying to take anything away from anyone. We're trying to be safe, and we don't want to disregard the health officials and their call for patience as we work through this together. And I think sometimes we forget that we're in this together. So I think my advice, John, with the question is, first of all, we can't forget, why are we even observing Christmas? This year, we might know more than ever the reality of this. Sometimes our desires, they can be self-centered to the point where we don't leave any room for God. And so we really need to remember why we are observing Christmas and the birth of our Lord. And I think secondly as well, about safety is the baby's going to be born. You know, Christ is born. Christ is with us, with or without us being able to get together. And some churches I know are physically getting together, and others are not. But consider, I would say, the safest option that you have to spread Christmas cheer. And no matter what you do, give thanks for the birth of Christ. And we all look forward to how all of us are going to get through this. And it's going to make us stronger. It really is, as community, because we have this bond together as Christians, believing that God has changed everything by becoming one with us. And that was God's decision, not our decision. Yeah. So be safe out there. Yeah. And with our leaders in the church, have patience with them as they're trying their best to help lead us in this endeavor of love.
All right, Pastor Al Johnson. You can always reach out to Pastor Al at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. His direct number is 406-752-9612. And online, it's ilcorp.org. Pastor Al, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and everyone at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Thank you, John. Merry Christmas to you as well. A blessed one to you and to all.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.